R or Arabic R is not a unique Arabic sound. It's actually found in many other languages like Spanish, Italian, Portuguese, and even some dialects of Dutch as well. By the end of this video tutorial, you will get to know some of the common mistakes that most people make while learning this sound, some of the techniques that you can use to pronounce this sound properly, and of course you'll get some workout to do at the end of the video so that you can train your muscles and articulators to pronounce the sound properly. Here are some of the most common mistakes that people make while learning the Arabic R. Number one, trilled R is a variation of the English R. So if you tweak your current R a little bit, you'll get there. This is actually not correct. Reality is that the trilled R is a completely different sound. Actually, it is pronounced at the alveolar ridge, which is that bony part behind your upper front teeth. So this is where the tongue should be. The English R, however, is way back in your mouth. Actually, you pronounce it when your tongue is up there at the hard palate. This is like the roof of your mouth. So it's a completely different sound. And when you try to start learning the Arabic R, you need to understand that you're learning a whole new sound. Number two, you have to move your tongue actively in order to pronounce the Arabic R. So your tongue will be moving up and down actively like that so that you can hear or can produce the sound. That's not correct. Reality is your tongue should not be making any active movement. This means that the tongue, though being extremely important, it is not actively moving up and down. Tongue is more or less like a vegetable, is completely relaxed, and air is flapping it up and down. So you're not doing any active movement. Three, the placement of the tongue is the same for everyone. So if I just tell you where you should put your tongue and what you should do, the sound will magically appear. That's not correct. Don't get me wrong, the placement of the tongue is at the alveolar ridge, so we know where it is. There's no question about it. But where exactly it is at that point can slightly differ among people. So it could be different for you than for me. Four, if you try hard enough, you will get there. So extended times of practice every day is the key to get it. That's not correct. If you train for long period of time, your articulators will get tensed. And when this happens, forget it. It's very difficult to train your muscles when they are completely tensed. You need to cool off, try again later. The key to learning new sounds, and particularly this trilled R, is relaxing your articulators, and especially a relaxed tongue. Number five, you can get it right the first couple of attempts, so it's not the most difficult sound in the world. Actually, you need to have a lot of patience when you're practicing for the Arabic R. So, be patient. So what do we get out of these points? Number one, when learning the sound, forget your English R. The English R is not the same. You're learning a whole new sound. The second thing we can get out of it is that everyone has a certain sweet spot at which you will get it. Number three, relax your muscles, your mouth, don't try too hard. Number four, and most important, be patient. Now let's answer the question, how is it done properly? What is the technique? First and foremost, learning how to trill your R is best compared to learning how to whistle with your finger. I can keep telling you how it's done, but you'll get it right once you hit that sweet spot. That spot can be different for everyone. So it is unique, it is your spot, it is yours. So I can try to tell you how you do it, but you have to be the one to actually find the place, find the spot. First question you need to ask yourself, how does this work? The technique used in trilling your R is the same as flapping your lips. How's that? The principle is actually pretty simple. The end of your lips are completely relaxed, somehow relaxed, and you try to blow air through them and they start flapping. But they won't flap unless you apply certain pressure at your lips and you blow air at a certain angle. So if you're smiling or laughing, you can't do it because your lips are not at the perfect position. So, like that. There is that spot when you have to open your lips a little bit from each other and blow air at a certain speed, then your lips will flap. So, much like the lips that have to be relaxed, your tongue should be relaxed too. The inner half of your tongue should be holding the tip of the tongue and letting the passing air flap it. So this is the back. The inner part of your tongue is holding the front of it, or the tip of the tongue, and is supposed to be flapping because of the air passing through it. So where should your tongue exactly be? As a starting point, the tip of the tongue should be touching and not pressing against the alveolar ridge. Again, the alveolar ridge is that bony part behind the upper front teeth. Most importantly, is how should your tongue look like? Most people think when I say that your tip of the tongue should be at the alveolar ridge, is that they're going to produce this movement. That is not the point. If your tongue is up like that and it's taking this position, it is almost impossible that you're going to flap your tongue and you produce the R. That's not going to happen. So what then? Your tongue should be as flat as possible. Your tongue is flat when your mouth is closed. So when you close your mouth, your tongue is resting. This is exactly how I want your tongue to look like when it is directed towards the alveolar ridge. So, it should be flat, should be like that, and going upwards. This is how you get the tongue to be relaxed. If you're going to point it like that, it's tensed. It's not going to flap. There's very little chance it's going to do it properly. Then what? Then you will force air from above the tongue. A very common mistake that people make here too is letting air out without directing it at the right spot. So, they're letting air from above and from under. This is not directed. It's not going to work this way. You can regulate the flow of air that is coming out of your mouth, that it comes from above your tongue, by simply pronouncing the sound F. Now, while saying the F sound, try to put the tongue at the alveolar ridge. This way, the air will be directed at the right place. So, of course, this is not the perfect R, but you will help yourself understand the technique step by step. And here, you perfect the way you force air outside of your mouth. So, to wrap up, your tongue is flat, relaxed, and the tip of the tongue is slightly touching the alveolar ridge, and you're forcing air from above your tongue. Look for the perfect position to let your tongue flap. Once you get that, and you hit that sweet spot, the best advice is to start using it as your daily R, even in words that you already know from your mother tongue. Let's assume you can speak English, or your first language is English. Remember, while choosing words, choose words that end with R rather than at the beginning or in the middle of the word, because it's easier to end the word with R rather than in the beginning or in the middle, because the tongue is already moving and is naturally moving in your mouth, so it will be easier for you to end with this position. So, let's say the word car. Instead of saying car, you're going to say car. Instead of saying far, say far. Near, near. And so on. So choose words that end with R and try to practice them, because this is going to be more familiar to you than practicing using Arabic words. But if you're trying these techniques and it doesn't really work for you, is there still something you can do to train yourself and to pronounce the R? Yes, there is. There are some tongue workout that you can do. They will help you get your tongue in shape and you'll be more in control of the movement of your tongue so that you can actually let it flap as you would like. The first thing you can do is training the placement of your tongue. The na sound has almost an identical position to the trilled r. Choose a word in which r follows n. This way you can force your tongue to stay where it was during pronunciation of n. Like, for example, words like nerd, 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 nara, nara. As you can see, the word nerd starts with N and then it is directly followed by an R sound. The position of the tongue is almost identical. So what you need to do is keep your tongue where it was when you were pronouncing the N sound. And if you feel that you can't control the muscle of your tongue properly, you need to try to train it by moving your tongue sideways forcefully as fast as you can. And if you can, move it also up and downwards. This way, you strengthen the muscle to enable you to move your tongue more freely. So it should be like that. These trainings can help you strengthen the muscle of your tongue. Next is training your air forcing out of your mouth and forcing the flap. If you force your tongue to the alveolar ridge like that, and you're gonna push the sides of your mouth inwards, like that. This is going to leave one area where you can let air outside your mouth. When you do that, when you force it, you will produce a forced flap. So it should be like that. So tongue here. This way, you can force the air outside of your mouth from the spot where it will enable your tongue to flap. Last, if you are a visual learner and you learn just by seeing and looking at other people and how they do it, check out the coming examples and try to imitate them. These are some Arabic examples. Barr, barr. Nard, nard. Kabir, kabir, kabir. So have you used any of these techniques and it worked for you? Let me know in the comments below. So this is going to be the end of today's lesson, everyone. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please make sure you like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And of course, subscribe to my channel. And I'll see you next time. Salam.